This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The image of an overworked UPS person trying to deliver an 8-foot 2x4 does come to mind here, but the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Home Depot wants to make it easier for people to buy building and home improvement stuff online. Marketplace's Queena Kim has more.
When I lived in L.A., there were 3 Home Depots within a few miles of my house, and for a while it seemed like they were building a store on every corner.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Seth Basham is an analyst at Wedbush, and he says the excess of stores wasn't just a problem for Home Depot.
Between them and Lowe's and Menards, the number of households per store continued to decline throughout the decade of the 1990s and 2000s.
And so Home Depot is now turning to the internet for growth. Maggie Taylor is an analyst at Moody's.
The biggest unique challenge to Home Depot is figuring out what the customer actually wants to buy online. So I think carpeting, for example, you're always going to want to probably go into the store and take a look.
And heavy items like jacuzzi tubs might not be worth buying online because of shipping costs. Getting purchases to people on time and on budget will be another challenge. But Taylor says with tech giants like Amazon nipping at Home Depot's business, the big box retailer has no choice but to forge ahead. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.